Following is the President's speech at Hallsville, Kentucky, Thursday, September 30th, 1948.
Let me introduce you, Winfield E. Denton, a congressman. Candidate for congressman. As the President introducing Frank Shell from the 4th District Congressman.
Hello, folks, how are you?
Let me present to you Virgil Chapman, the candidate for the United States Senator.
Hello, folks. Hi, y'all.
I want to present to you our governor, Earl C. Clemens.
Ladies and gentlemen, you didn't come here to see me or to hear me. You came here to see and hear the President of the United States, and I shall not delay you longer in hearing him. Thank you so much.
Now, the President introducing the President of the United States.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, Irvington.
Hallsville.
Well, I've been working day and night on this train. I haven't watched the towns go by. I wait for them to call me, and I don't know which one we'd stop. I apologize, but I'm glad to be in Hallsville. You know, Frank Self has been spending quite a lot of time trying to get a flood control project for you people here, and I was glad to sign a bill for it here not long ago. Now, I hope you'll be protected from the floods when that project is built, and I'm sure you will be. Now, the people of Kentucky are interested in this campaign, not from any selfish motive for Kentucky alone, but for the whole country. The welfare of this country is at stake in this campaign. And the line is clearly drawn. It's special privilege against the people. And unless you vote to keep the special interests out of Washington, you're going to get just what you got out of this bad 80th Congress, which worked for special interests the whole time it was in session. I had to veto more bills in this Congress, in this one Congress, than any other president except Grover Cleveland had to veto. I've vetoed more bills now since I've been 3 years in this office trying to protect the people's interests than any other president except Grover Cleveland. And his principal member vetoes were special pension bills. These bills that I vetoed have been bills that were against the public interest. I want you to bear that in mind now, and if you do bear that in mind, you'll send Virgil Chapman to the Senate, and you'll keep my young friend Self in the House of Representatives. I hope Kentucky will send a whole Democratic delegation, and I hope Kentucky will roll up such a vast majority for the people in this election on November the 2nd that special privilege won't stick its head up again for another generation. How'd you like to meet my family? It's Ms. Schumann. My daughter Margaret. Now I want to present the First Lady of Kentucky. Just before we pull out, I want to tell you that I'm not late on purpose. I have a reputation for being prompt. But I got held up over in the great state of Illinois. They drove me around over a lot of counties I didn't know I was going to cover, and you lost 2 hours. And I do appreciate your waiting all this time to get to see the President and his family and all these good Kentuckians who are running for office. Well, it's necessary for Indiana to clean house too, and I hope you do it. Ha ha ha.